You know, just before Joel shares with us about hands at work, I'm going to do this as quick as I can. It's if you do a word study, and I don't have an exhaustive one tonight. I don't want to take a whole lot of time, but you do a word study. It's interesting how important words are in the Bible. Have you noticed that? How did God create the world? Huh? How? Through words, right? Isn't that interesting? It starts, then God said, and there was light, and there was land, and there was water. You know, he spoke it. Genesis 3:3, God has said, this is Eve's conversation with the enemy. Notice this. She said, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Our whole fall was with what God did say or didn't say. Did you notice that in Genesis? The argument that Eve had with the enemy was all about what was said. What did God say? And what would they obey? Genesis 11:9, therefore, its name is called Babel. You remember the story of Babel when they built that city in the tower? Because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. It had to do with their language and that they all had one language. And he had to separate them by giving them different languages. Exodus 34:28, Moses, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments, these important words. Deuteronomy 11, therefore you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you'll bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And, of course, the Jews were commanded to have these words on their forehead and on their hands. Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by whom? By his Son, right? But think of the prophets. All of the word of God through the various prophets throughout the ages and the centuries. 353 prophecies from the Old Testament were fulfilled by Christ. In Psalm 19:1-4, listen to this. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord. Then we come to the Gospels. And there's so many if you do a word study, but of course I had to edit it. But John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the what? The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning. Then we read this in Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew 12:32. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. How important words are. Just a few more. Matthew 8:16-17. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. Listen to this. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Matthew 12:36. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account in the day of judgment. And listen to this. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 13. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. There again, the word. Luke 8:21. But he answered and said to them, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. As he prayed, Luke 9, and as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. I brought this out. This is on the Mount Transfiguration. Just consider this. Here, the Lord is transfigured. Two men show up, Elijah, right, and Moses. And what's their conversation? What was their conversation about?
About the Lord's deceased.
Here are two men talking with God about Christ's his agenda. Interesting, right? Having a conversation about the agenda that God had planned, the Father had planned, the Lord's sacrifice for us. But here he had two men involved in it. How important our words are. John 17. And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. John 17, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. And here's the conclusion. Romans 10:8-11. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. A lot of verses. But what I wanted to do was, in a snapshot, bring us through from Old Testament to New Testament of how important our words are and the way we use them. And why not tonight should we not use our words to glorify the King? Right? Amen? And so we want to do that. And we want to do it to proclaim and declare and decree the greatness of our Lord. I gave you enough time, Joel. Come on.